There is a novelist from Russia. His last name is Dostoevsky, and he wrote in the early 20th century. And Dostoevsky has this beautiful line. It's a famous line. He says, "Beauty will save the world. Beauty will save the world." And if we think about it, how true it is. Two of the things that make Christianity, that make Catholicism most beautiful and attractive. The first could be the beauty of the sacred liturgy. From the richness of the prayers and their depth and their prayerfulness and the sacred music, the beauty of the liturgy is really reflected in the action of the Mass. That Jesus offers himself first, offers himself as a sacrifice to the Father, and then also gives himself to us in the Holy Eucharist. And the second beauty, the second thing that makes Christianity, Catholicism, so attractive is also the beauty of the witness of the saints. These two things go hand in hand. Today we offer the Holy Day Mass of All Saints. And today we commemorate not only those saints who are canonized, but also those saints, all those people who are not canonized, yet who have gone before us in the sign of faith, who have gone before us and trod the way before us, have lived a vibrant Christian life. They have lived a life of virtue. It is the beauty of their lives, friends, that is attractive. There's something different about the lives of the saints in comparison to the rest of society. It's because their lives, they let their lives be totally transformed by Jesus Christ. And that is attractive and beautiful to other people. And we are called to do the same. We are called to allow the beauty of the Mass, the beauty of the liturgy, that who we receive today in Holy Communion, that when we receive Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, to allow him to transform our lives in such a deep way that our lives too, like the lives of the saints, may be beautiful lives, lives of holiness, lives of virtue, so that when we go out into society, we too may be able to attract others to Jesus Christ and to his church, right? And so today, let us allow the grace of God, in whom we receive the Holy Eucharist, totally transform our lives, so that we too might reflect the light of Christ, that we may truly be led to live holy lives, beautiful lives, so that we may attract others to him, so that truly beauty will save the world. Amen.